Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Tom Brady, speaking of quarterbacks, is no longer watching this game. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, live from the Geico Studios. About a little over an hour ago, he tweeted out, "Too many penalties, just let us play. Hashtag Tennessee versus Jacksonville." All right, so too many penalties. All right, so Tom Brady not happy. And there have been a ton of penalties in the first half. 12 flags overall, 10 were accepted. Tom Brady then tweeted back out a couple of minutes later, "I'm turning off this game. I can't watch these ridiculous penalties anymore. Hashtag Tennessee versus Jacksonville." Tom Brady is no longer watching this football game because of the penalties.
So we just keep adding to the number, to the list, the number of superstars that have gone out of their way to comment on officiating. See, Cam Jordan, friend of the show last week after Rams. J.J. Watt went at him. Your guy, Jamal Adams, said he got an apology. I don't think the officials are putting money in a hat to pay the $21,000 fine, but we talked about that hit last night on Baker Mayfield, and now you add Tom Brady. I mean, it's just going to keep rolling up at the rate we're going. What, holding penalties are up 65% over last year?
Well, see, I think that this is also a situation where the team's playing isn't going to make it easier. I mean, if this was Cowboys-Steelers, who said, "I'm turning this game off. There's too many penalties."
What are you talking about? It's, this game would be so competitive that you put Ryan Tannehill in. Mariota is garbage.
Frostberg, are you doing like a 7-quarterback league in fantasy and you have Ryan Tannehill?
I don't play fantasy. I ain't got time for games. Talking real ball here.
He's like the Kurt Warner of Fox Sports Radio. "I don't like fantasy. I don't want to talk about fantasy.
Bag your own groceries."
But
there is that.
Jags Titans. Look, it's Jags Titans. If it was Cowboys Steelers, if it was Patriots and the Seahawks, I mean, you're not turning it off even if there's a lot of penalties.
You know what we get next week, right?
We get Jags Titans again,
We got Eagles, Packers and Eagles.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, you got Packers are undefeated. Eagles are pretty good. You got a great game.
You'll see on Fox.
That's the kind of games that you need every week on a nationally televised game. I say, look, this is something now, this is what, the third year that I have to keep saying it, is that the intra-divisional matchups, people just don't care. No matter what kind of games you're putting out there, if you're giving an interdivisional matchup, I don't care. Why do I care about Jags-Titans if I'm a fan of any other team in the NFL? No, but the NFL feels, well, we got to put everybody on, and anybody's going to watch when there's only one game on, so we'll put Jags-Titans on. Jags-Titans is not a game. You know,
you're still going to get huge ratings because we're sheep.
Nah, it's games like this. This is why Tom Brady can turn the game off. He can turn it off because it's Jags Titans.
He was never watching it. Come on.
Sure he was. He's getting his TB12 pajama sleepwear on, getting ready for bed, eating avocado ice cream, and I'm going to watch a little bit of football. Nope, now I'm not. And now he's probably throwing his avocado ice cream away.
He's preparing to blow out the Jets. Come on.
He's not even going to play Sunday.
He's still working on his calf injury. Come on, Frostberg.
He's saying, listen, I'm not going to play more than like 8 minutes on Sunday, right, coach? You're not going to need me for more than
Jared
the first two drives.
Jared Stidham will be your next cult hero.
I'm just trying. Hey, Tom Brady's not playing. We didn't even tell him to come to the stadium. He's just at home. We gave him a Sunday off. He's just hanging out watching.
Now, that would be interesting. He is, in fact, on the injury list, though, so you at least have that going for you.
The Patriots would beat the Jets by 30 with Jared Stidham.
If Belichick played QB, they'd beat you by 30.
Oh, that'd be awesome. See him doing it like with no helmet on and the pencil behind his ear, calling the plays in the hoodie?
I'd like to see that.
If Jared Stidham played quarterback on Sunday, they would still beat the Jets. It would be a tougher game.
Win.
It would be a tougher game. I mean, maybe they win 24-7, so maybe they don't cover, but they still win the game with him at quarterback.
Yeah, there's no question.
They win. But look, that's what this is about.
I like the hype that he tried to... Hey, Adam Gase believes in his guys.
Everybody believes,
yeah, but certainly this makes for a tougher view as it goes. As much as we can sell Gardner Minshew to the masses.
Hey, look,
it's a tough go.
He's holding this game up all by himself right now, Gardner Minshew. All by him. Without Gardner Minshew, this is something that is like, we're going to put this out online only. You know, this is going to be on, where this game is just going to be put out on NFL.com. That's where we're going to watch this game. Just going to put it out there. It's going to be on ESPN Plus.
Well, eventually that's where it's going to, part of the package is going to go anyway, right?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Ron Rivera today, head coach of the Panthers, got a little upset that he kept getting questions about Cam Newton's health. And while he started off by saying, hey, we don't know a lot. You remember Cam thought he could be out a while with his injury that is a re-aggravation of something he suffered third week of the preseason. We watched him struggle last week. He said, listen, we're going to know tomorrow about Cam Newton. But that wasn't good enough for the reporters who kept after it and after it and after it, forcing Ron Rivera to say, you know what? Blank you, I'm out.
Would you think Cam would travel in either event, or would that be decided tomorrow?
See, you guys want to watch, sit there and watch, so you'll have to wait and see. I'm not going to talk about it anymore, guys. I mean, let's talk about Arizona. I mean, I haven't really talked about Arizona, so it'd be good to answer those kind of questions.
Cam, though.
I know it's about Cam, but that's, you know, we won't. I don't know anymore until tomorrow. So let's just, you know, let's talk about Arizona. If not, there's no reason for me to stand here.
And you felt before the opener, you were 100% confident he was going to be ready to go. Where are you on that level now?
I just asked you to ask some questions about somebody else. I'm not going to do this anymore, okay? I told you, I won't know anything until tomorrow. Okay? I'm out!
And he just said, I'm done with the questions about Cam Newton. And he walks out of the press conference.
But he told you exactly, like, he put it on a platter. Please, ask me something about containing Kyler Murphy.
Hey, listen, what about Cam?
What's in the water that Larry Fitzgerald drinks?
Cam Newton.
Well, I tell you, the Cardinals really present a lot of problems downfield.
Cam Newton, what do you think about Cam Newton? I mean, look, this is where the media has to take responsibility for this, because it's not like Ron Rivera was answering questions like Bill Belichick saying, I'm going to answer questions about this. But yeah, but what about we're answering questions about?
It's already been addressed.
He said, we will know tomorrow. He said, tomorrow's our day where we're going to know. All right, which is completely within his right to say, listen, it's a Thursday. I'm telling you, you can ask me these Cam Newton questions tomorrow. I will know tomorrow. All right, that's it. That should be it. But instead it was, hey, what about Cam? I just thought, yeah, what about Cam? I mean, so that I completely understand Ron Rivera walking out on that, because he said, I'm going to know tomorrow. I'm going to tell you tomorrow. It's just like being when you're at home and one of your daughters asks you for something. Right, and says, Dad, can we go to Magic Mountain on Saturday? And you're like, well, all right, hang on, let me talk to your mom. We'll figure out. Okay, and then I'll know tomorrow. I'll talk. We'll figure it out tomorrow. Okay, great. And then a half hour, Dad, can we go to Magic Mountain on Saturday? Like I said, well, let me talk to you. We'll talk tonight, and then, you know, we got to see what's going on this weekend, and then we'll go.
At and that then, point, you hold up a giant two, and hopefully you've made your children understand once you put the count up.
And then before she goes to brush her teeth, before she goes to bed, hey, Dad, so I was thinking we really could go, because I said we'd talk it over, and I'll tell you tomorrow. All right, great. And then right before she goes to bed, you go in to give her a kiss goodnight and say goodnight, and she goes, so Dad, do you really think we can go to Magic Mountain tomorrow? And then you're like, that's it. I'm walking out. I told you. Don't ask me anymore. I mean, that's what that was.
Yeah.
That's what that was. Yeah, and no, I know you said tomorrow, but no, I want to know now. I want to ask you more questions about Cam Newton. More.
That's just hard, man.
More.
But it's not like he even wanted to deflect it into some specific thing. It's like, can we just talk about Arizona? General questions of what you've seen the first 2 weeks, if you've watched any tapes of Arizona. Ask me about Kyler Murray. Ask me about Larry Fitzgerald. Does David Johnson look like he's running well? Can your defensive line get home against that Arizona offensive line that's been much maligned? There's so much good fruit just hanging low for you. Nope.
No.
So Cam Newton, when he got hurt in the preseason game, is that still lingering? Is that what this is all about?
Now, I said I'll tell you tomorrow. Yeah, no, that's great.
What do you think of his ugly ass clothes, Ron?
Did you like the blue pashmina better than the purple one?
Is he going to wear a scarf tomorrow night and walk around going, Annie M, Annie M?
Is he going to look like the bird lady again from Home Alone?
And there you have it.
I'm just picturing her sitting there with Kevin.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Jacksonville beats Tennessee tonight 20-7, and I have to be honest with you. I told you last night, here's what the three big stories of the night are going to be coming off of this game. Before the game even started, whatever Gardner Minshew does, because he's getting into that icon part of his degree of fame.
Right, he's that curiosity, right?
Yes, he's got the mustache.
He's the new kid in town with the crazy look.
He works out in just a jockstrap. There's an adult film company that wants to offer him endorsement money. There's a curiosity about him.
The
whatever
price
he
just
does.
Went up, by the way.
It did. He had a big night. I don't know you can get away with
$1 billion.
$1 billion to work out in a jockstrap, sunglasses, and a headband.
What did I tell you? They tried to lock him in as a bargain discount rate, saying, look, hey, it's $1 million because
we'll
they were looking
now.
At it. Look, his contract, 4 years, 2.7.
Yep.
Now you can add an extra $1 million right now. And if you can get him to give you a lump sum, invest it in some high-grade, high-quality mutual funds, I mean, that grows into an awful lot of money.
Now, Samir, you're missing the point of the exercise.
There's a reason you're not his agent, Harmon. You're only getting him $1 million extra for tonight?
No. Well, now we at least have to triple it, maybe quadruple it.
It was a Thursday night game that everybody saw. I just watched him on NFL Network. His entire family was behind him while he was being interviewed.
Hey,
it was all of the Minshews.
His mom even had a mustache.
It was Mom Minshew, Dad Minshew.
I mean, it was a home game.
All the little Minshews. All the Minshews were there.
That's a book series or some kind of fantasy book series.
Me and the Little Minshews.
Me and
book
the Minshews.
One.
I get him a reality show right
book
now.
Book two, The Two Towers. Book three. So this was Gardner Minshew's night. We'll get to that. The other story was going to be about, is this finally the year that Marcus Mariota breaks through and becomes a quarterback? And we told you a few minutes ago, he can't.
Nope.
Not happening. You have to stop. He just can't throw deep. He dink and dunk down the field, but where was he grossly inaccurate? Anytime he had to throw the ball more than 15 yards.
I want to know who was calling plays and what the thought process was down as they were in the final minutes and that two-minute drill.
It's like they needed one score. They ran the ball on first down. The Jaguars go for it on fourth and goal because they don't want to kick a field goal for some ridiculous reason.
Well, from the four-yard line. Well, because they wanted to say, hey, Marcus Mariota,
yeah,
let's see
still,
a lead for 96 yards.
You kick a field goal up and you go up 23-7, and the worst that can happen if you implode is that the game is tied and goes to overtime. When you go for it and don't make it, the worst that can happen if you implode is you lose the game because you were down 13. But it was Marcus Mariota, so really the Jaguars weren't in that kind of trouble.
They felt pretty good about
but
it.
But they actually run the ball on first down. And then it's dink and dunk when they get past the 50-yard line. I mean, they knew they were down two scores, right? They knew it was 20-7 and not 14-7.
No, I think they might have been looking at the play clock at one point instead of the score. I'm not sure.
That was just insane. But really, Marcus Mariota missing receivers wide open. He's the same quarterback he was when he was a rookie, and that's not going to get it done. The third story we told you was going to be about Jalen Ramsey, who played tonight. He still could be an ex-member of the Jaguars in the next 10 days. We talked to Jay Glazer early in the show tonight, and he said, listen, the Jaguars are going to regroup tomorrow, decide how they want to proceed. They got eight teams in on Jalen Ramsey. Get the what are the offers, where we're going, and they will go from there. According to Jay and other sources as well, Doug Marrone and Jalen Ramsey made up at least for tonight. Ramsey played okay, did get beat on a deep ball, but many teams would like Jalen Ramsey. So, after the game tonight, Jalen Ramsey had the shortest press conference in NFL history. It is one question, so let's hear it.
You're cool. You, I'm out.
And then he hit somebody walking out. I can't believe it.
Maybe he just threw the microphone down.
Yeah, the microphone hit somebody?
Might have.
No. Wow. That was
They were standing
rough.
Really close, leaning in, hoping to get that
instead
insight.
Instead of dropping the mic, I'm just going to hit you in the head with it.
It's not a bad move.
Okay. Because
that's the way to push out of a press conference. This guy will hit you with the microphone if you ask the wrong question.
We've seen drop the mic. Now we're going to see, instead of that, I hit you with the mic.
It's a good sequel series.
Here it is. So drop the mic. No. Poof. And then you get hit with it.
See how well I roasted you?
All right, let's hear Jalen Ramsey and the extremely long press conference.
I don't want to answer any questions about trade or anything like that either. I mean, say what I had to say about that for now.
That's it. And that was it. All right, good night. Not saying anything. I'm done. Said what I said. Okay.
Well, I mean,
that's all.
Really, it's kind of like the Ron Rivera press conference. Like, if you, that's all you're going to ask me about, I'm done.
I'm walking away.
Ask me about what I did on the field.
I'm walking away.
Now, game's over. We're caring.
Yeah, that's
about,
nice. You won. It wasn't close.
We care about week four.
You didn't have a touchdown. You didn't have an interception.
Yeah, you didn't really give us anything.
Yeah, I mean, it was Jags Titans, dude. But you're a story because you're good, and you could wind up with a team and make a lot of headlines. So we want to ask you about the trade.
Well, I mean, he did have nine tackles on the night.
There was a lot of tackles tonight.
Five solos.
When you only score 7 points, that means you got tackled a lot. There was a lot of tackles going on.
Well, a lot of completions, a little dink and dunk, and you know, just clean up the little messes. So, I mean, you could ask him about that, but that's not exciting. That's not scintillating.
No.
That's
not
moving the needle. That's not a headline for anybody. No. That's not a lead on the 10 o'clock news. No.
If you're the Jags, you're going to trade him. You're going to get what you want for him because there is a bidding war for it. You know, Jake Glazer told us, look, a quarter of the teams in the league, there's eight teams that are in on Jalen Ramsey. So when you have eight teams, of course you're going to get people to say, okay, we want a first and a third. Oh, first and a second. Okay. First and a second. And that's how they're going to make the trade. And they're going to kind of have to do it. Because if they're going to do it, this is the time. They're 1-2. They're not going anywhere. All right. We talked about Leonard Fournette not nearly being the running back that they thought they were going to be when they got him. So now they got to start over at that position because Leonard Fournette is just average.
Hey, good for him on that 69-yard run. He should have been tackled at the line of scrimmage. How he got out of that scrum and nobody got an arm around him?
Yeah,
just bad defense.
Up
as well.
Until his 70-yard run in the fourth quarter, he was good for minus 8 yards.
Yep.
All right, so he did not have a good night.
69-yard run.
I was waiting for Gronk.
It was.
I was waiting for Gronk.
He's nuts!
There we go. All right. I knew he was. See, you think he's retired? He's not. He's listening. He's just waiting for a chance to get in.
He's just a little slower.
He's just waiting.
You can't elevate his stats like that. It wasn't 70.
No, I thought. Well, I was kind of giving it a round number, but I'm glad you said it was 69.
Can't elevate his stats. He didn't have a great night. He had 15 rushes for 66 yards and had a 69-yard run.
Yeah. His other rushes were all good for minus yards. Look, he's not the guy you thought. You thought you were going to build this team around a great defense and Leonard Fournette, and we are going to win forever. And since that moment, you've won 4 football games, right? Since that AFC championship moment when you thought, well, our team is built, we're loaded. We have the best defense in the league, and we got a running back that's going to just run roughshod over people. We're going to play the game like it's 1985, and it didn't work out that way because Leonard Fournette is not good enough. So now you're starting over there. You gave Nick Foles a lot of money, but surprise, surprise, Nick Foles gets hurt. Now you have Gardner Minshew, and now you have to spend the next 8 weeks saying, is he our guy? Is he just having a moment? Is he someone who's fun right now with the mustache and the potential adult film deal or not? Well, who is he? We don't know. You are starting over if you're the Jaguars. And so paying Jalen Ramsey is not going to do it for you. So, yeah, they're going to trade Jalen Ramsey sometime in the next few days. Getting a first and a second, a first and a third, whatever they get for him, it will be a great trade for them. They're starting over. They're paying a guy they don't want to pay anyway. You know, when he comes up, they don't want to give him that kind of money. He's going to be gone. So make the move now while there's a lot of interest in him. Like I said, you had 8 teams that want him right now. This is when you make that trade. You don't wait. You got to strike while the iron's hot. When guys want somebody, that's when you trade him.
No, that if you've got legitimately 8 teams that are there, and we know some of the contenders looking more for the 1 year, all right, we got a shot to win this year versus the long term. But if you're going to bring him on board, as we talked about with Jay Glazer, he's wanting new paper and he's wanting a giant pile of guaranteed money right off the jump. He's still under contract for 2020, where he's set to make 13.7 right now, playing on a deal that pays him a base salary of 3.6 and the signing bonus was 3.8. So on a market level, I mean, that's grossly under what market is for a guy, but still playing off his rookie deal. That's what you get. But he wants one of those monster guarantees that we're talking about, but player commensurate of his talent. The asking price is going to be high, whether it's a first and a second, maybe 2 number ones, whatever it gets to be. that's it. And really, if you're looking at the Jaguars, you got a couple of wide receivers, Westbrook and DJ Chark are solid on the outside.
DJ Chark, DJ Chark.
And then you have two quarterbacks at this point.
Minshew, Chark, Minshew.
But you got Nick Foles, who throws a touchdown pass and gets planted and breaks his clavicle. You paid a lot of money to. And now you've got Gardner Minshew on a sixth-round pick contract. That's not even top guaranteed money dollar for the signing bonus of a first-round pick, which is still, on a relative basis, nothing in today's NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about a sixth-round pick that you're getting production out of in his first three appearances. If Nick Foles wasn't done till week 11, they'd be looking to trade him. Right? Is he coming back week 5, week 6? Take him too.
No, but you are starting. You hit the point where you realize, which is too bad because the Jaguars didn't know they were starting over. They still had this hangover that we're still the same team that almost went to the Super Bowl, where if that whistle doesn't blow on Miles Jack's fumble recovery, congratulations, New England, on that one.
Hey, Miles Jack got paid, though.
If the whistle doesn't blow there, we're in the Super Bowl. They still think they're that team. They've just gotten away from it. And now I think they finally face with the reality of, okay, we're starting over. And paying a guy like Jalen Ramsey all that money is not going to help them. And they need weapons on offense. They need people all over the field. They need assets. You need first-round picks. You need second-round picks. You need guys who are going to come in and going to start right away. You need guys who are going to be franchise-type players. Now, I'm not saying Gardner Minshew is the guy, but at least he's a curiosity right now, and you spend the next 8 weeks figuring out, is he really good or is he having a moment? Is he getting his 15 minutes of fame right now with the headband and the mustache and the adult film contract, which I'm going to mention every time I talk about Gardner
Minshew? Yeah, you are.
Is that who he is?
Forced.
He looks like he could be for real because the way he carries himself, the game is not too big for him. He's not afraid to throw the ball downfield. He doesn't look like he's brand new to an offense. He looks like he's someone who belongs. Like, he's any rookie prospect that a team drafts, and we're giving him a chance now. He looks like a second-round pick. Now, they said, okay, we let him sit for a year, and now here he is coming in. Look at this, because he's coming in his second year, how well he understands the offense, how well he's playing. Maybe we have something with him. That's how he's playing. He's not playing like a first-round guy throwing up and down the field, and it's 5 touchdowns a game. He's not playing like Kyler Murray, but he's playing like a guy who, hey, he understands, he grasps the offense, he looks like a veteran out there, not just because of the mustache. And, all right, now we've seen enough to know that we need to see him for a little bit longer.
Yeah, I mean, when we look at what Minshew did, I mean, one of the stats that comes out of this game, 3 appearances, he's completing 2/3 of his attempts 10 yards or further downfield. I mean, he's been accurate. We watched him tonight make a number of pinpoint throws down the field, 20, 25 yards, threw an absolute dime, dropped it in perfectly for D.D. Westbrook, who juggled it a bit, and then you were able to see Ryan get his hand in and knock it away. And otherwise, that's a third touchdown pass for Minshew tonight, and you know, you're starting to look at those stats and putting him into other categories along the way. He looks calm. He looks like a guy who feels he belongs. It's not too big for him. They don't have a great offensive line. He sure as hell isn't getting any help from Leonard Fournette in the run game.
No.
Right? I mean, he's not even calling forward.
You suck, Leonard. I'm taking this myself.
Well, I mean, look, you could probably get someone to concoct a video for you of him actually saying that.
65 toss power trap. No. 48 fly left on your. Just go long, DJ Chark.
So he's making plays. So you've got quarterbacks, and you'll have to make a decision there. But otherwise, you need talent. You need to build up. And it's too bad when you look at it on the larger scale. Here's a division opponent that you took care of at home. For whatever reason, people still buying, drinking the Kool-Aid off week one that the Titans were good.
Mm-hmm.
So they were a road favorite in this one. Narrow, but a road favorite nonetheless. And they came out and laid an absolute egg. Houston, we watched them struggle against this Jaguars team last week, and they escaped. Marone kicks an extra point. Who knows what we got? But in the end, you move forward, and you're just looking at the division and saying it's up for grabs. I mean, because the Colts are going to struggle. So you're just one playmaker away and a little bit of consistency in the run game that maybe you could get something done.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Joining us now on the hotline for all the big news in the NFL, no one better. Fox Sports NFL Insider. Check him out on Twitter at Jay Glazer. Jay, what's happening, buddy?
What's going on, boys?
We watched the game in the rain, and apparently Tom Brady had enough. Tweets out in the middle of the game, I'm turning this game off. There are too many penalties, so TNF lost a viewer.
Look, I think we all looked at this game going in like, oh, man. Kind of brutal right there.
Well, but we did have the glory of Gardner Minshew, Jay.
Listen, I think when the quarterback's attire is the most entertaining thing going in. I like that kid, though, man. That position's got to be more than just kind of the X and O's. Got to be that moxie. I think we all like it. He's got a little something to him.
Now, would you like him just as much if he didn't have the mustache?
Absolutely not.
See? Jay's an honest man.
Absolutely not.
No. You saw Shad Khan's quote before the game, right, Jay? Saying, look, guys with the mustache are a step ahead.
Yeah, it's him with the porn stash. It's got to be the porn stash. I mean, it's just, it's perfect.
but you're right.
Most guys are trying to build a brand a complete opposite way. I give him credit for trying to build this brand.
Yeah, look, he's already got an adult film endorsement opportunity if he wants it, working out just a jockstrap in the locker room.
I tell you what, though, if he was endorsing that, man, I'm turning the channel.
So we can't look forward to you at Unbreakable.
Just like Brady did for a different reason.
we're not going to get you at Unbreakable working out in a jockstrap, sunglasses, and a bandana. Not going to say.
Oh
that?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Oh
yeah. No, I'm a big follower. I mean, yeah.
Look, it might get him towards that Emmy status.
Have an Unbreakable Monday like that, yeah.
Oh, I like that. Unbreakable Monday, workout in just a jockstrap. I like that.
Unbreakable Minshaw Monday. How about that?
You better patent that idea right now. Someone's going to come up with that, and you're not going to make money on it.
Yeah, he is. You know, Brady's going to do it with his new TB12 thing.
Yeah, sure. He's going to have the sleepwear, right? That it's really, but you're not supposed to wear anything, so we'll have to work on that.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, so obviously the other part of this game, Jalen Ramsey, maybe playing his last game as a Jaguar. We've heard some of the teams out there. He says the reason he asked for a trade is about the disrespect. What are you hearing? What's going to happen here?
Well, actually, I think him and Doug Marrone have kind of worked it out. It's interesting. I think even Jalen kind of goes back and forth. But look, there is about at least 8 teams, a quarter of the league, are involved in this right now. But the teams I've talked to also, they've heard the report too that's getting done even before the game. From what I understand, the Jaguars are going to kind of come back, regroup tomorrow. They're not just giving them away. And I think that there's some thought process also. And I don't know if this is just them trying to tell teams to up what they're doing, but there has been concern in the league of if they do this, it's another player doing what Antonio Brown did, do what Khalil Mack, do, you know, what these different players have done to do the NBA style, which just, hey, I'm getting myself out of there. Minkah Fitzpatrick. Right, and I think that there has been a concern amongst owners. Be interesting, you know, if you know owners have reached out to Shad Khan, and he has a change of heart as a result of that, or again, if it's just another negotiating ploy. I just know that it's not just clean cut as everybody thinks it is. And the teams I talked to tonight said the same thing. It's not just clear and clean. I think they're going to go tomorrow and regroup and almost start fresh. Right, who's offered what? You know, what are people going to offer? And then certain teams are saying, look, no one's going to give them, you know, what Khalil Mack did. I'm going, it's a corner. Of course they will. Yeah, I think they get that. Absolutely.
Just
you saw what, you know, they just got for Minkah Fitzpatrick. You know, that's safety. That's not a cornerback. Corners are always a premium. But the other thing, too, is the teams I've talked to, they said, well, you know, we want to, you know, maybe trade for him, bring him in here. I'm like, you guys better make sure you lock him up to a contract extension before that happens. Like, you'll have so much leverage if you trade for a guy and trade away a couple of ones or a one and a two, and all of a sudden you don't have him locked up. He has all the leverage in the world.
Yeah, that's probably $60, $70 million question when it's all said and done, Jay. Up in New York.
That, buddy.
Yeah, they made the decision. Finally, Daniel Jones takes over for Eli Manning. What was the thing that broke the proverbial camel's back here? Because it seemed like all along Pat Shurmur had said, that's my guy. Was it? Did he have to push the Maras behind the scenes? Play it out for him.
No, I think it's just listless over there. I think they thought they needed a little inject some life. I could tell you this. the game plan was not to have Daniel Jones play this year. They were hoping to redshirt him all year long, and it didn't happen. They had to get some life in the organization right now. So, hey, the Daniel Jones era, if you will, begins now. Let's see if he's the next Eli Manning or the next Dave Brown.
Now, speaking of eras beginning, the Josh Rosen era begins in earnest, I guess, for the Miami Dolphins. And, well, I'll tell you what, Jay, I feel bad for him.
Well, it's not going to last that long.
Well, he's going to get beat up for the next for the next 14 weeks, and his prize is going to be, hey, we're letting you go. We draft Tua Tagovailoa.
Right. No, exactly right. Yep. So it's like, hey, they're making a big change. They're going to go over to Josh Rosen. Hey, and it's just like, if I'm Josh Rosen, I'm like, wait, what? You are? No. No, not in this situation. You guys are tanking it. Don't do this to me.
Is there going to be some kind of investigation at some point? We heard some rumblings today from that potentially the league will look into this.
I don't see how you can. You know, it's just, how do you get, you know, it's really going to be the GM and the head coach go, okay, yes, we did. And obviously that's not going to happen.
No, they'll make the argument of we're building for the future and everything else.
Yep.
The voice you hear with us here as he joins us each and every week, it's Jay Glazer, NFL on Fox. Ballers, get Glazer his damn Emmy is the hashtag.
I'm owed an Emmy.
Well, I mean, I know.
Years for Ballers, I should have like 8 Emmys.
Looking for all
a great actor.
Stack of Emmys. He's already in the Broadcasting Hall of Fame. I mean, it's all coming together.
If you had the Gardner Minshew mustache, you'd have had 4 Emmys by now.
Oh, man, I wish I did that 4 years ago on Ballers. You know what, if I did that, they'd be like, Jay, shave it. It's just not realistic. Nobody would ever do that.
Merging vets and players, unbreakable.
I have an Oscar for my what I did on Ballers, Nobel Peace Prize, a Tony, a Grammy, everything.
Wait, you're going to do a song and dance? You're going to win a Tony? I want to see this.
I'm kind of the Pacino for bit players.
He got Jay Glazer.
Is that on the back of his headshot? Pacino from Big Players. At Jay Glazer.
Can we get the movement, please? Get the movement.
That was beautiful. I love that. As we look at coming out of week two, much made about the penalties time and again. Was there something to the meetings of, hey, we're going to call more holding penalties, or is this just the new breed of officials? Because they changed out a lot of guys.
No, there's definitely not a meeting saying let's call more penalties and let's elongate the games. No, definitely not. But it's also just, look, some of it also is that nobody played in the preseason.
Yeah.
So this is like your preseason. You know, they're working out the kinks. You got to get their timing right. But, man, maybe in the future, if they don't do anything in the preseason, they do say they come together and go, hey, let's call less for the first 4 weeks because they're trying to iron it out.
Hey, lastly, Jay, we watched Ron Rivera walk off his press conference today because he didn't want to take any more questions
Which,
about
Cam Newton.
Which,
by the way, is not like him. Ron is like the easiest guy in the world to ever get along with.
He even tried to set it up.
Well, that's the thing. He said, listen, I'll know more about Cam tomorrow. And reporters kept saying, no. So I get him walking off. I mean, I'd have walked off, too, if I said, listen, it's not like he was Bill Belichick just saying, we're on to Cincinnati. I mean, he was saying, I'll know more tomorrow. And they kept asking him, so he walked away.
But again, to push a guy like Ron Rivera to do that, just, man, that's like making Mr. Rogers pissed off. It's hard.
So what's going to happen with Cam Newton? We're going to see him sooner or later?
I'm calling. Are you kidding me? After he did that, I wasn't calling Ron today. I'm calling tomorrow.
Well, you got to soften him up. Ask him a couple of questions about the Cardinals.
I was so close today. I was so close to sending him 5 text messages about Cam. So close. But instead, I called Mike Zimmer about his little article about him wanting to coach till 70. So I call him up. Right, he's 63, wants to coach till 70. I'm like, Jim, who are you kidding? You're not going to be alive in like 3 months. He's like, I have to say that. I'm like, I may kill you before that. So I only had enough time to mess with one head coach today. True story, though. The Zimmer thing's a true story.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
See, we always have to have a story from Jay Glazer. We got to build a sound for that.
No, you know, Jay.
No chance he's alive at 70.
You're going to be dead by then. Hey, like you told us last week with the practical joke you did for the Falcons, go to Ron Rivera's office and start doing yoga in it tomorrow. He'll love that.
With Cam's jersey on it.
Yeah.
And his knee brace. Yeah.
While you're wearing like the cloth on your head like Cam did. You can follow
I'd rather do the Minshew.
He's on Twitter at Jay Glazer, at Jay Glazer. Check out latest more big stuff on Unbreakable, merging vets and players. All the best, Jay. Thanks so much, buddy. We'll talk to you.
Thank you, boys. Appreciate it.
See you, Jay.
I'm not calling Ron Rivera today. I'll call him tomorrow.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Is Gardner Minshew as interesting if he doesn't have his mustache?
No. Not right now.
Not at all. He's just a guy.
If he does this for 8 weeks,
he's just a
good quarterback,
mm-hmm.
and he's the next breed of young quarterbacks that we're excited about with all of our old guard starting to break down.
He's not good enough yet. Could he get good enough where it's not about the mustache anymore? It happened to Jacob deGrom. Jacob deGrom was all hair. Then suddenly he turned into the best pitcher in baseball.
And now he stinks.
He's still going to get Cy Young votes. And now he's got short hair and he's great. And it doesn't matter because he's not the guy with the long hair anymore because he's good enough. If Gardner Minshew stays good enough, he can do whatever he wants. But right now he's got to keep the mustache.
Well, you're also looking for branding and merchandising opportunities. I mean, you saw the bunch of knuckleheads in the crowd.
Anything for a guy in a mustache.
They all got a few seconds of airtime.
Let's hear a little bit of Gardner Minshew from his post-game press conference. We saw his entire family basically was on set with him doing the interview on NFL Network. That was kind of cool. But he met the media a few moments ago and, look, impressed a lot of people with how he threw the football tonight. He was asked, hey, dude, how strong is your arm?
I used to be able to throw a pigskin a quarter mile.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
I mean, obviously, when you're younger, you can throw the football that far, but it's tough when you get older. You know, the wear and tear on your arm.
The shoulder doesn't rotate the same way. You don't get
not.
The same accuracy.
You can't do it. But throwing a pigskin a quarter mile?
That's pretty impressive.
That's impressive. Think about that. That's if you go to high school. That's all the way up one side of the track and all the way back the other side.
Well, if you threw it like a boomerang, too, that'd be pretty impressive, too.
Then he was asked if his entire family, that was all his family that was there at the game tonight.
Your grandma took a little spill at the sand dunes today. Broke her coccyx.
Oh, no! I can't believe that!
That's a terrible injury.
Whoa! I can't believe that.
That's uncomfortable and just not good for anybody.
He said she was going to be okay at the end. So.
Yeah, no, it's okay, but still, she's looking forward to going to the game tonight. And still, she goes to the sand dunes and tries to lead a ride. I mean, that's bad timing.
Well, you put a big cast on, you'll be fine.
It's bad timing right there. Yeah, but still, I mean, you don't want that to happen.
No, it's terrible. I mean, it's a big moment. It's a big coming out party.
And then he was asked following the game how pumped he was after the victory.
How much you want to make a bet I can throw a football over the mountains? Yeah, coach would have put me in fourth quarter. We'd have been state champions, no doubt. No doubt in my mind.
See, now he's suddenly turned into Baker Mayfield. I want to look back at the days in high school. Dude, you're in the NFL now. You know, don't worry about that.
You know, it would have been funny. We couldn't hear the audio full on. I'm glad we were able to capture it there. If he'd gone and just grabbed a football and started just winging it downfield. Forget about this interview. Forget about all my family assembled here. I'm just going to start throwing footballs and gunning them downfield.
Throwing it over them mountains.
I got no time for your interview.
You know, and I think there's video coming up that we're trying to get here. Apparently, outside the stadium, Gardner Minshew threw a football and hit somebody on a bike in the head as they were riding by his house.
So, it was a steak, not a football.
Was it a steak? Oh, I'm sorry. It was a steak, yeah. So he's going to have to answer for that, I think. For ruining a steak, first of all.
Well, I mean, he still could afford another steak. Maybe that's another endorsement opportunity.
Okay.
Flinging steaks nationwide. I'm Gardner Minshew.
So there it is. There's all the best of Gardner Minshew.
That's good. I mean, that's quality stuff.
That was edited well. Hey, and, you know, listen, he should be getting all this attention right now. All that practicing outside his trailer that he does, those workout videos are legendary.
Well, that's just it. He's all about the workout videos. He's certainly put it all on tape for you to see. And now those evaluations, I mean, he was underappreciated come draft day, and that's why he became a sixth-round pick, and all of a sudden, everybody's looking back on, what did we miss in those tapes? What did we miss in those tapes that he slipped through the cracks?
There was no fourth-quarter tape in the state championship. That's obvious. But look, this is where Gardner Minshew is. Obviously, he's going to start until Nick Foles is healthy. He has earned enough now to be curious about him, to give him a chance to see if he is something special in the next 8-9 weeks, because clearly the game is not too big for him. He's played well. He throws the ball well. He plays like he's been in the league a while, and this is awesome stuff for him. And he has been that good. So, listen, just can't shave the mustache. You shave it, everything goes away.
No, but that's just it. It's part of the mystique. It's part of the curiosity. Part of what's going to put him on the cover of all sorts of NFL magazines and sports magazines over the next week or two. Just who is this guy? I mean, if Baker Mayfield had 9,000, hey, let's get deep into the heart of Baker Mayfield. You don't think that they're fielding a bunch of calls to try to get to the root of what drives Gardner Minshew to be Gardner Minshew? You don't think mom and dad are fending off reporters nationwide? I mean, dad's got some tats, too, so we need to find out what's all going on there. What's dad got inked up? But, you know, the family all jacked up in there and wearing visors as if they were coaching on the sidelines. I mean, you got to like that.
I can't believe more of them didn't have mustaches. I mean, you'd think all
no, 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 that's, Gardner, no, that's Gardner's thing.
No, this is all his fans have mustaches. You got to have mustaches.
No. Well, I mean, they're going to grow them now. If you can grow a mustache.
Even the women.
Maybe you need to grow a mustache.
No, I can't. Mustaches are the worst. If I could take a pill that would allow me to never have to shave again, I would take it. I would take
Might
it.
Might
no
have
way.
Some side effects.
No, can't do it. Can't do it. Side effects include possible
hot dog figure.